answering all your real estate questions right here. Ask Connie.
Hey everyone, welcome to Real Estate Today. This is Connie Irving and you're listening to the Open House Show. Welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in and thank you all for your comments and feedback on some of these open houses. It's really great to hear from you and get to know what it is that you like about the properties themselves. And it's always great connecting with you. So anyway, today we're going to start off with Swampscott, 19 listings altogether that are holding open houses to get to this weekend. 11 of those are single family listings. They range in price from $269 and they go up on Puritan Road, which is $1.699 million. For condos, we have 7 and those range in price from $200,000 to $549,000. And we have 1 multifamily open this weekend, which is, it's been on the market for some time now, number 75 Puritan Road in Swampscott, and that has been listed. It just actually had price reduction, $789,900. So that's the 2-family, but it's right on the ocean, on Puritan Road, overlooks the ocean. So good to see. And so for Marblehead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the feature open houses at the end so that you can get all the information before you head out. So Marblehead, also 19 listings that are open houses this weekend. That's really funny, and that usually never happens. So 14 of those are single family listings. They range in price a little bit higher than Swampscott at $425, four and a quarter, and they go up on Bridge Street at $1,999,000. Condos, we have 5 that are open. They range in price at $249 and they go as high as $915, which is on Lee Street. No multifamilies for Marblehead this weekend. No surprise there, I'm sure all of you know. Multifamilies are really hard to come by. Okay, so for my featured open houses, let's start in Swampscott. For my featured open house, I'm featuring number 337 Essex Street, 337 Essex Street. It's listed by a colleague of mine, whom I love, Paula Pickett, and it has been on the market. It has been on the market for only 8 days. The list price on this one is $269. This is a ranch-style property, 2 bedrooms, 6 rooms altogether, 1 garage that it's pretty decent sized garage. For parking, it says states 4. It's 1 full bath, no half baths. The living area square footage is 1377. So it was built in 1915. This one is being marketed as an as-is condition. So what that means is the way, if you know, you make an offer and things come up in inspections, it's really just for your information. So you really kind of have to make sure that you realize that this property definitely needs some TLC before going forward. One thing to note that it does say in disclosures that this might be a short sale. So it might need short sale approval, which basically means the bank has to approve the offer price, which might take a little bit longer than usual to actually sell. Usually the process in short sales is a little bit longer than a traditional sale. So keep that in mind and maybe inquire from the listing broker a little bit more on that information. So now for the other one in Swampscott, we're going to head up to, it's priced a lot different. The price is $615 and this is on 38 Crossman Avenue in Swampscott. It's probably one of my favorite areas in town. It's just really greatly located in the Tedesco area of town. So it's, you know, you get all that, the amenities of town, but you're also near the ocean. So you can really walk to the beach, usually Phillips Beach in this case. So this one here, again, listed at $615, been on the market only 4 days. So if you're interested, you know, definitely make plans to go see that. For rooms, it's 7 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths and 1 half bath. Really good sized lot for Swampscott. The acreage is 0.19, so a little less than a quarter, but it's up there for what you get in Swampscott. It's very hard to find a decent backyard, but you do get the ocean. So anyhow, so the living square footage on this one is 3,200. So for, you know, 615, you have a big property, 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths. I definitely think this won't last, so definitely go check it out if you're interested. It's a nice colonial type home, so a traditional home that most people are looking for when they're searching for properties. Okay, so now we're going to head over to my featured listings in Marblehead. I'm featuring number 35, Clifton Heights Lane. Again, only on the market 4 days. This is also listed by a colleague of mine, Christine. This is 6 rooms, 2 bedrooms, 1 garage, 2 full baths. Square footage on this is over a quarter, so it's 0.32. And the living area square footage on here is 1631. Okay, I hope you're sitting down because the price is $1,400,000, but it's the location. You're really buying this beautiful waterfront property that is really hard to come by in Marblehead. So definitely, if you're in the market for that, please go check it out. You cannot, you know, when they say real estate, it's location, location, location. So this is going to be a fabulous property. And lots of room here to move as far as with the outcome of it going to be. It's going to be a fantastic home with a little bit of love in here. The other property I'm going to feature is actually a condo in Marblehead. And I actually sold one of the units in this building. This one here is number 41 Atlantic Avenue, unit 4. And this one is a 1-bedroom condo, 1 full baths. The living area square footage on this is 787, so under 1,000 square footage on this. And the list price is $249. It's been on the market for 19 days. What I do love about this complex is the fact that you are really in the center of it all. You know, and the thing about Marblehead too, though, just to note, because this was a concern when I sold unit number, the other unit, was that, you know, is it busy? Is it too busy? No. Marblehead, it's usually quiet after 8 p.m. All those shops close. So it's going to be fun in the summer to walking distance for your coffee and your shopping. But then rest assured that at night it does quiet down. So you're not kind of, you know, in the middle of it and have to listen to any kind of noise. So this one here, again, the price is $249. The association fee is $198.71. Does have central air, in-unit washer dryer. There's actually a 1-year warranty on the appliances, including the washer and dryer. So that's good to know because a lot of people don't really have the means that first year for anything to really go wrong. But it is a really open style living condo. So it's really bright and airy and it's like an open floor plan. So if you're interested in that, that's definitely something to check out. And also on the third, I think it's the third level, but and there's attic space, which is bonus storage. And it's a good decent size from what I remember when I sold the other unit. So again, that's listed at $249, open this weekend, number 41 Atlantic Ave, unit 4. That's going to do it for this weekend's open house show. I hope you have time to check some of these out. And please keep sending me your information and your feedback on all these properties as well as any others that I didn't mention today. Just let me know what you think. And also make sure to visit me at www.askconnie.info for all your real estate related questions. There's also answers on there for from past clients that I've had that are interested in either buying or selling and they have questions. So the answers are on there for you, some good resources on there for you. All right, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.